area. I'm out enjoying the evening. And I don't know, like I said, I'll probably be out here most of the night, but just trying to enjoy myself a little bit. Test out some new stuff, so you got it. Go ahead.
Well, we've talked about a few topics, but one that I'd like to know a little more about is your new dog. I think perhaps you have in the past sent me some pictures of several animals that I guess you were entertaining as as companion, and I wondered which one finally won. If you could just describe, you know, I don't know, not much more than just a headshot is what I can remember from the pictures or the little videos that you sent. And the reason I'm asking is that I know that if you're up there and you're the only human around, the dog is a lot of company, am I right?
Well, like I said, his name is Tango. He's a Belgian Malinois, and he's an idiot. I don't know any other way to say it. Clumsy, rambunctious, all over the place. He's the only dog I have ever known that have ever owned that it's just incessant about being between my legs. If I'm walking, he has to weave between my legs, and he just gets in the way. I don't know how many times I have stumbled and fell because he gets, I don't know what it is, but he just, I don't know. That and he uses his mouth for everything. If something's got him upset, he uses his nose to root. If he wants something to eat, he uses the bottom of his chin, and he'll just hammer me with it. I mean, and his jaws will chomp. He hits me so hard with it. It's hilarious. He is also, he's also the lovingest dog I've ever owned. He just loves attention and just loves you. Can't give him enough. And that's a perfect fit.
Some of the things you said there, they're funny, yeah. But others would be difficult. Difficult to restrain, you know, and I don't think I know how old the dog is. If it's young and has had no, you know, well, I should put that differently. If he's young and he hasn't been accustomed to people, but or the people that he's been associated with are just, you know, are not going to what am I looking for? The word train him to do appropriate things. Being with you is a fine thing. Walking through the woods with you, a fine thing. But being to one side is really necessary. You could fall and hurt you or the dog. If you fell on him, you know, because he tripped you up. I can't imagine an animal walking between my legs just because that's, you know, and once upon a time he was small and could do that, maybe. You know what I'm saying? But now, I think he's getting big enough that he could be a danger to you. KK4 JBQ.
Does it, but I've gotten used to it. Next time you see me, I'll be walking straddle leg because I got used to walking that way in front of him. but he don't mean nothing by it. I don't think he does it to aggravate me, but, you know, it's just, you just learn to live with it, I guess. Ain't nothing much I can do about it. I fuss, and he don't change his ways. I live with it.
You're already defeated right there. That's not like you. I know it's because you love the dog. But it reminds me that Donna asked me this morning, because we had, I don't know exactly how that came to be, but a video, a YouTube video, about the same problem that a dog owner had, and had, I can't remember his name now, the dog whisperer, can't remember his name, but anyway, the dog, now you think you have an issue, this dog runs round and round like you're chasing his tail, runs round and round and round, practically all day long, just doing making a donut out of himself. And the lady who owns the dog loves the dog for sure, but has had no way. Caesar, that's his first name, right? Caesar has no way to correct the dog. And of course, he did magic. He thought he was defeated because he'd never had anything like that before. I tell you, in 10 minutes, he had the dog calm. He had the dog responding to his, you know, requests. It was just amazing, and he was personally amazed. You know who I'm talking about, right?
On, right.
And I've watched him, oh my, 10, 15 years, I don't know, not just going out and looking for him, but I'd see it on television, you know. And it's been a long time since we were catching as catch can, not programming to watch something that we, you know, to bring it in. There's a phrasing for that, and I'm just not smart enough about it to use the right words. On demand, that's it. So we have, for the last, I don't know, 5 years, watched television on demand, you know. Not catch as catch can. We only watch television about an hour a day when we're having our midday meal. And so it may sound strange and awkward, but it works out. You know, that's the only time we really need. And it brings up topics, you know, the stuff that we choose to watch brings up things that we can talk about. And that's a good thing to happen, you know, between a couple that's been together for a while. Well, you know this. You and Anna have been around for, you know, and talk about various things. It's nice to have new topics brought up between you occasionally. I don't know about you, but I'm still getting to know her, you know. You don't know as much as you think you know about anybody. That's something I've learned. I'm a little older than you, and I can tell you, you probably have already realized that. So you can learn something new about somebody you thought that you grew up with or something, you know. Oh, but anyway, Cesar Milano, that's right. And he's just fascinating with animals. And, anyhow, he doesn't give up on anything. He knows, as I'm trying to, maybe I'm doing this badly, but I'm trying to impress upon you that the dog will, if you and the dog get along a little better, you'll both benefit, you know? accept, because that's a dog's life. He will accept what you want and how you want him to behave. And the relationship will be reinforced by that. I learned this from the dog whisperer. And, I've got an affinity for all kinds of animals, little ones, big ones. Some of the smartest animals I've ever known on this earth, it's horses. And it really doesn't matter. And Caesar would tell you the same thing. If you're interested in animals, there are ways to communicate. He does it very well. KK4JBQ.
And I've watched him for years, too. And I've watched him get bitten a couple of times, too. He run across some pretty bad animals over the years, but no, Tango's, he's just not that kind. He doesn't like people to get near me. He's not scary, he's just, I don't know, just have to, you don't know what he'll do. You don't know what any dog will do, you know. But, he's gotten used to Chris. But he still barks when Chris comes up, but the dog can hear anything. I don't see how he hears what he hears, but I've got where I just watch him if I want to know what's going on. When he starts growling, I know something's up.
Anyone who's around dogs, horses, even cats, we are. It's a good thing that we were given the brain. You know, we got the brain. And other animals have, and it's not to make up, but the fact is, they don't have the awareness that we do. A language that they can share with others like themselves. They have barks and they have growls and they have, you know, body language, I'll call it that. And that's the way they communicate with those of their own kind. If you watch them, I can tell you from horses, they know if you walk up to them and you don't touch them right away, you will have a difficult time with a horse. It's just something they expect. It's what other horses do with each other. You watch two horses or, you know, a herd of horses for that matter, and you can see how they communicate with one another. They don't have a language unless they're angry or provoked to that level of communication. They touch one another and brush against themselves and such as that, even in a herd. So if you walk up to a horse and you're walking down the body length, then you're going the right way to just reach your hand out and keep your hand on the horse the whole length. Go above the tail and come around. Now, you're not going the right way to brush them correctly. So you can just touch them lightly as you know, it's a courtesy, if you will. Now, a lot of people don't think about things that way. But that's a particular zone for me, you know, to be that way with a dog, to be that way with a horse, even a cat. You know, my cats expect a certain behavior from me, and I know them a little better than people who don't care much about animals. And I, you know, there are people that don't. I don't know those folks very well. I'm not given to think they've got much going on. They got plenty going on, of course, but I live in one world and they live in another. I look forward to the day that I can meet up with Tango. You'll tell me what he expects and what he don't like. But that'll be a nice day. What does Anna think about him? KK4JBQ.
Ain't much KK4NUE, not much she can say. I mean, he's... she just kind of bets on him when she's around him, but he's all about me. Doesn't have a whole lot to say or do with her sometimes.
Maybe he's not a family dog. Unfortunate, I guess, because there's family around, and you don't want people to be convinced that they need to be cautious around an animal. That may feel like, on the surface of it, it may feel like it's a compliment to you, but it's what it gives to you is nowhere equal to what others around have lost. If he's always tuned into you, that's a good thing, but and it's to be expected, but okay with other people, especially family people. I don't know, we have that going on here, honestly. Donna tries to develop a relationship with the cats. Now, we have four. And they all have a different relationship with us. They all have different needs. They don't all get along together, We have two sisters, and then this Tanglewood kind of cat that I just... She was a stray and bound for hell. And I caught her and just brought her into the house and insisted that she was going to be domesticated. And she's mostly come along to that very way of thinking. But she won't have anything to do with the other three. And... they're just different, like people are different, One of them is so sweet and so demure, so different than the other three. This one, when I met her, she walked up to me. I didn't know her from Adam, and she walked up to me. I was outside doing some stuff around the plants outside, and she walked up to me and just dragged around on my ankle. Just brushed her whole body length along my ankle. And I reached around, and I saw that she was, no cat I'd ever seen before. And she instantly took up with me because I didn't just kick her away, Animals can tell. If we were that way with people, it would be... There'd be no question about whether somebody just wants to keep a distance between you and them, or if they cozy up, Well, she was a cozy up type of cat more than any I'd ever seen before. I figured that she belonged to some homeowner here who left her behind as they moved on to something else. That's what I figure. I always think that. Because she's very well adjusted to people, but not other cats. Everyone has a personality. Tango has a personality, but you're the one with the big brain, and you're the one that will... I suppose it's a he. I'm just going to suppose that until you correct me. he will rely on you to make him, well, an animal that others are not going to instantly fear. The animal's always going to love you and think of you first, but maybe other people are fearsome, you know. You know all these things. Anyhow, it's good to talk with you, Chad, and I missed having the opportunity any more often than we do. But I won't keep you. If you have anything you need to do or want to do or anything, I'm keeping you from, you know what I'm saying? KK4JBQ.
I need to get off frequency here for a few minutes. You take care. Nice talking to you. And I got coyotes all around me. So let me focus on what I'm doing here. 73, Larry, you have a good evening, sir. KO4 and UE clear.
KK4JBQ, 73.